Welcome to the Greater Caboolture Chamber of Commerce podcast, your go-to source for local news, community updates and everything that's happening in our region. I'm your host, Nick Crockford, and today we're joined by a very special guest, a man who needs little introduction to the Greater Caboolture community, but deserves every word of one. Nick Steiner is not only the president of the Greater Caboolture Chamber of Commerce, but also the passionate founder behind the Mini Farm Project, recognised as Moreton Bay Citizen of the Year in 2023, an AMP Tomorrow Maker in 2022 and 23, and proud recipient of the Paul Harris Fellowship Award in 2023, Nick is also a valued member of the BNI Gateway. His commitment to this region is simply extraordinary. Nick, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Now let's start at the very beginning. For anyone who hasn't heard of the Chamber, what is it? What does it do?
Well, look, the Chamber is an organization of businesses and business leaders in the community that have similar challenges, interests, and they come together for advocacy to local, state, and federal government for changes, regulations, red tape, that kind of thing. And also, it's a bit isolating and lonely sometimes in business when you're there by yourself or with a few people. It's a great way to connect with other business owners and leaders and actually learn from one another as well.
Okay. Obviously, it's a busy time always for business, but what's on the horizon or what should members have in their diaries right now?
Right now, we've got in March, we've got our events coming up. We have a business training event on the 24th, which is really exciting with Tamara. That's actually going to be online, so it's not going to be in person. So Businesses can come after work, Zoom in. It's $10 for non-members and it's free for members. So if you're a member, do come along and take advantage of that. Then on the 27th, we have our catch-up, where she'll be at Gather and Feast.
Okay, well, what sort of things will Tamara touch on?
So she'll be doing the 5 points of businesses. So we're looking at business planning, strategy, and making sure that if there's any issues in your business that she can fix, it's a question and answer session. So it's not about her talking for 2 hours. It's about her giving an overview of what she does, and then it's a question and answer with any of the callers in.
So this is focusing on building a brick business, as they call it, resilient, structured, and ready to grow. Bookings open now.
Yeah.
And how do people book for that?
So go to our website, greatercaboolture.com.au, look at the events section, and then it's the first one up, which will be the next event.
Okay, so that's Tuesday, March 24, 5:30 to 7 p.m.
Yep.
On Zoom. So must on emphasize Zoom. That
it's worth,
online.
It's worth coming to. And even if you're not a member, $10 is not that much for asking a professional fix-it person in businesses, if you have any issues in your business, what can you fix and take away strategies.
Okay, so anybody welcome to join.
Everybody's. Look, we're not exclusive to our members. It's important that everyone can benefit of our knowledge.
Now, we know the Chamber is ramping up its advocacy work and last month spoke about the 2026 member survey. How's that going?
Look, surveys are a bit hard for business people who are busy. So we're now connecting with them one-on-one. We're getting that data. So it's going to be a slow process. We're hoping to get most of it done by mid-year. And then we can start the advocacy program with local, state and fed.
Have you approached them yet? Are you getting good support for that?
Look, all of the levels of government love what we do. They obviously love the Chamber. They've had a long relationship with them. Our Fab Four councillors, which is, you know, Adam, Tony, Mark and Brooke, are very supportive of our events, especially the pub chat that we have every second month. Terry Young is a big supporter and so is Mark Ryan. So we've got no main issues with them particularly. Once the advocacy program comes in, that's probably more of a bureaucratic issue. So we're hoping to change some regulations and some policies around certain things that affect our business members.
So how does the membership survey aid the Chamber?
So we need data. We can't just go fix this because we don't know what to fix. And the levels of government come back and go, you need to find out from your members what industry they work, how many employees, how much they're turning over, what are their main key point structure issues. Because the more members that we have with more employees and the more money that they come through and the more issues that we have, the greater we can actually make movements within these organizations in these different levels of government.
Have you had responses so far from the survey?
Look, we've got about 20 people have finished the survey, which is great. It's a good start. That's really only a sixth of our membership, so we're looking for more. We need more than 50% to make a good data set.
Any common themes coming through?
Regulations and parking.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
And is that in specific areas? I'm thinking the CBD maybe.
CBD, Morayfield.
Yeah. Does that surprise you?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. As a person who drives around, parking is a bit of an issue. It's also people standing in front of businesses with 15-minute or half an hour standing time only. They're there for 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah, it's difficult. I know there's very little 24-hour parking or 12-hour parking around here, so it does build up. So every response that you get on the survey will influence decisions, obviously, that affect your business. So the input has to be genuine, doesn't it? It can't just be a pet hate or something like that. It has to be backed up.
It has to be real. We need to come to government and the bureaucracy with real hard data and evidence. Otherwise, they won't do a thing.
Okay. That's great for that, Nick. Any final words for our listeners or for our businesses?
Look, I think now is a really good time to engage your local chambers. I mean, we have about 8 in the Moreton Bay region. Obviously, I'm the president of the Greatest Chamber of Commerce, if I call it. I think it's important for businesses to actually re-engage with chambers. It is fundamental, 1, for advocacy, 2, for networking, and 3, for isolation, loneliness, and mental health issues to connect. We've got one member that comes to our monthly free events because he's isolated and he doesn't see anybody else for ages. So it's a really good outreach for him. And we're in a gold rush time, I say. There's hotels being developed in our area. There's that massive $2.6 billion city going into Elimba. There's huge swags of development in office spaces in Caboolture, residential. Now is the time for businesses to come together to go, how do we benefit from this increase in population, 250 every week? How do we benefit from all this development in our area up to the Olympics? And how can we work together to actually maximize that profit and potential for our community?
Yeah, it's opportunity. It's looking for opportunity.
Yeah, look, with all of the world's negativity and you look on social media, it's just like, oh my God, everything's falling apart. But when you look around, there is still so much hope, opportunity, and positivity. You need to find it. And coming to a group like a chamber or a networking group is the way to start that process.
Do people worry about it's going to take hours out of their week or out of their days that they may not have, or can it be just a short, sharp connection?
It's short, sharp connections. Look, we don't do events over an hour and a half. People don't have the time anymore. If they want to stay on longer, they can. We do online events as well. We do AM free events, and then the next month is a PM event because some people can't come in the morning, but they can do the evening or and otherwise as well. So we're trying to be a bit more flexible, and we're doing a lot more online content this year as well because some people just simply cannot get out. They've got kids in the evening, kids in the morning, they're running a business, but they need to get out and connect. They can jump on Zoom.
Nick, that's great. Thank you ever so much for your time.
Thank
you. It's been a privilege to have such a passionate and dedicated leader at the helm of the Chamber. The Greater Chamber, the Greater Caboolture Chamber of Commerce, is doing more than just connecting business. It is building a stronger, more resilient community for every one of us who calls this region home. So if you're a local business owner, as Nick said, who isn't yet a member, now is the time. Get involved, have your voice heard, and be part of something bigger than just any one business. Don't forget those important dates. The Small Business Blueprint with Tamara Simon is on Tuesday, March the 24th from 5:30 on Zoom. Book your spot now and please complete that 2026 member survey so your voice shapes the future of our region. That's all for today. Thank you, Nick.
Thanks for having me.